Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Folks, you are tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight, we're giving respect where respect is due. It's 5 o'clock a.m. out in Iraq. It's 10 o'clock out here on the East Coast. You know, it's about 7 o'clock on the West Coast. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, Monday, October 25th. Tonight, we give praise to our military troops for their honorable and oh-so-important work on behalf of the United States of America. Again, 5:01 in the a.m. out in Iraq. Mad props to our good friends and brother Caleb Medley out there holding it down in Iraq, along with all the other soldiers. Again, admirable work that our military do. And we want to get into the different branches, share some information outside of gays in the military. That seems to be, you know, what's popular right now in the news. You know, it's the don't ask, don't tell. But, you know, that's important. But more so, you know, the work that our troops have been doing, the money that has been spent overseas, man, the thousands that's been wounded on behalf of you and I, some of us who are too afraid to actually join the military ourselves, you know, I think we should definitely pause for the cause to thank the brothers and sisters who hold it down for us each and every day in the U.S. military. Also, special guest tonight, Angelique Monet, artist, actress, executive producer of an independent international award-winning film that hits theaters this Friday. It's called Deceptive. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Again, special guest tonight, Angelique Monet, actress, executive producer of an international award-winning new film. It's called Deceptive. I believe Angelique's coming live out of New York tonight. Along with our special salute to our troops, folks, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 is the number to get it in tonight. If you have any shout-outs, any information you want to share on behalf of the military, you know, again, hit us up. We'd be honored to have you to get it in with us tonight as we pay homage to our troops, again, with our special guest, Angelique. This is my man, Law. It's called Demby Love, for his love for Demby or something like that. I think it's Demby, actually, but he's talking about his love for Demby. That's Demby, Newport News, out in VA. We'll be back. This is my man, Law, Team Hyman Radio Live.
I'm in love with Demby. Demby came good. I'm in love with Demby. Demby came okay. I'm in love with Demby. Demby came good. I always run into a little sick thing from the hood. And baby girl, gorgeous. And you got me so hooked that I just had to make it cool. It's like, I'm in love with Demby. Demby treat me good. I always run into a little thick thing from the hood. Me, I'm straight from Portland. And baby girl, gorgeous. And you got me so hooked that I just had to make it cool. I'm feeling this broad. Got the body of God. It's a commitment. I had to put you on my list. It's plenty in the sea, and I just reeled me in a fish. Lord made a perfect person, that's why he's an artist. I fell in love with Demby when I ran into his plenty. Ass with a body shake like an hourglass. I'm filming me a movie, and I need you in the cast. Your head is just like sex ed, please enroll me in your class. I promise I will fail, and I never ever pass. Just so I can keep taking it, I take it in your psych, I'm just kidding. But just in case we do it, if they ever say we didn't, hey,
Hey girl, you the shit, I wonder what you like in the kitchen. She fixed me up a plate and I ain't never had no chicken. That damn good, I fell in love with Demi, cause Demi treat me good. I always run into a little bitch, ain't like I should. I'm in love with Demi, Demi treat me good. I always run into a little thick chain from the hood. Me, I'm straight from Portland, and baby girl, you gorgeous. And you got me so hooked that I just had to make a chorus. I'm in love with Demi, Demi treat me good. I always run into a little thick chain from the hood. Me, I'm straight from Portland, and baby girl, you gorgeous. And you got me so hooked that I just had to make a chorus. I'm in love with Demi, Demi treat me good. I always run into a little thick chain from the hood. And baby girl, you're gorgeous. And you got me so hooked that I just had to make a chorus. I'm in love with Demi, Demi treat me good. I always wanted to a little thick thing from the hood. Me, I'm straight from Portland. And baby girl, you're gorgeous. And you got me so hooked that I just had to make a chorus.
WHAC, T.M. Hyman Radio Live, your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. That was my man Law. It's called Demby. We're going to have to get a cleaner version of that joint because I think they kind of recorded it low. I don't mind spinning new music, but the quality of that one, we need it better. Live out of Charlotte, North Carolina today, as we welcome the Angels to the show tonight. Welcome, CeeLo.
What up, everybody? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Yeah.
What's cracking? Live out of Delaware tonight. It's that Angel Toya. Welcome to the show, Mama.
Hey, now, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey, Toya. Hey, Toya.
We ready to salute our troops and talk about this new movie, Deceptive. Our special guest is standing by. Live out of VA tonight, it's that Angel Willingham. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Marigold.
Good evening. Good evening. Hey, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Nice to hear the voices of my angels. Again, it's a Monday, a beautiful Monday night here in Tampa, Florida. I'm your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa. Got the angels up and down the East Coast. Monday, October 25th, 2009. We're giving praise to our military troops tonight who do an honorable, very important work on behalf of you and me here in the United States, as well as welcome our special guest, Angelique Monet. She's an actress and executive producer of an international award-winning film called Deceptive that hits theaters this Friday. I know a couple of you know a lot about the military. You know, just shout out the military and the love that y'all give. Know the military done paid some bills for some folks on this staff.
Yeah. Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, though. Somebody asked me the other day. I was like, man, I've been out for 11 years. I was like, God, I feel old now.
Does it feel like you've been out of the military 11 years? And what part of the service were you in?
I was in the Army. I did 4 years. And, yeah, I had a ball. I was young. I mean, I think everybody should experience that, either that or college. 4 years of some kind of institutionalized something. Yes.
Right. Definitely Army. Willingham, you were affiliated with the Navy, right?
Yes, I was a Navy wife.
Ooh.
The beauty about that, I support the troops. I do, and they have all my love, and my husband too. But one thing I did love about my husband is because even though he was in the Navy, and he fought for his country, but he knew that the Navy paid our bills and it was a job. And he said, I'm just in the Navy to pay my bills and take care of my family. When he got off work, he was not a Navy man. And that's one thing. Don't get me wrong. I am very supportive of the military, but sometimes I think it can go a little bit too far. So, but when he left work, he took that uniform off and he was Freddie. And that's the one thing I really liked about him. Big ups to the military.
No, no doubt. Toya, you don't have any affiliation with the military, do you?
No, sir. The closest affiliation I had was getting ready to sign up for the ROTC program and then backing out at the last minute.
Right.
And
wow.
My father served in the Air Force, but
Okay,
well,
Dad served in the Air Force.
Right, yes. My father and grandfather, they both served in the Air Force. But as far as like husband or myself. No, no connections whatsoever.
Okay. Well, I think we've done over 50 shows now, and you know there has not been one show in which we paused to give respect to the men and women of the U.S. military that I think do a fabulous job. You know, many have lost their lives on our behalf over the last, you know, few years. And as President Obama works to bring home the troops, I just want to, again, pause and say thank you very much. See, I'm not joining the military. You know, I'm just going to be straight up. This is Be Real Radio. All right, I'm not joining the military. I'm going to have to be drafted. And even with the draft, they're going to have to come find me because there's just certain things I'm just not doing. So, I mean, I just admire those folks, you know, who stand up every day. And I don't give a damn if you're gay in the military, if you're transsexual in the military. If you have enough heart to go into the military, God bless you and anybody that's affiliated with you. Tonight, folks, we are talking about, you know, the fact that, you know, we should all salute our very special troops and the special job that they do on a daily basis. And we're going to flip it and also talk about this new film, Deceptive. We got Angelique Monet standing by. She's an actress. She's an executive producer. And I think she's an artist. We're going to get all up in her business in a minute. And I think Angelique is coming live out of New York tonight. 917-889-3926 is the number. 917-889-3926. You know it. We'll be right back. It's 10:11. Stand by for me, Angelique. TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
So
party over here,
big
round.
Party over there,
I'm looking for a sexy girl right now. You the sexiest girl in the party, make some noise. Come over to my table. We over here. She in love with the hustle. I'm in love with the bubble. Sexy more, I can't cuff you. Backing it up, throwing it to me. Gucci bra, showing it to me. You make me wanna spend all my quarters. Body older, Carol's daughter. You so wasted. Aces. Her body is thick, all the right places. Booty is popping all in your faces. Hot Somali, hot Ferrari. Smell the hot sauce, Uchi Wally. Got my mouth crooked, oh my Bobby. She's the sexiest in the party. And I'm guessing her style is probably doggy. I'ma do what it do, take a nice do. Mic test, night check, one check, two. Great. After the bet, she ready to shop. Cause daddy's pretty hard. Like, wop. The single girl, ooh, she bad. Got me throwing G's in a Louis bag. Girlfriends hate, cause ooh, she brags. Like, hey. We dribble like a basketball. We gon' blame it all on the alcohol. I was running 1 minute after baby dog. Cause she's so sexy, love when she texts me. D-gram to the man, okay? Keep it poppin' like Crew Rosé. Ain't enough room for you to say, cause shorty, you took my hot jacuzzi. Hey, Graham,
coming with me.
Like I'm a girl. Come and get closer, girl.
sexy.
Got to this point of making films. You just didn't leave, you know, a imagine and come to, you know, the world of television and filmmaking? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, pageants are always beautiful. You know, it's a way to nurture your art and talent. The particular pageant organizations that I participated in were not really just based on beauty, but it was based upon being a well-rounded female, from knowing current events to being able to speak and also have a talent. And basically I have a journalism background, so I've been a reporter and I've also been a producer. So what happened is that I moved to New York to pursue an acting career and did a few off-Broadway plays, and I wanted to see what it was like to actually write my own pieces, because I really have a story to tell, and I really, really have a difference that I want to make with women and people in this industry. So I basically took a break from performing and doing anything to nurture the craft of writing and also being a producer. So I hope that sums it up.
No, yeah. Absolutely. You know what? That's definitely enough for now. Let's pause for the calls. 917-889-3926. If you have a question for Miss Angelique Monet tonight, hey, Angelique, I got to say this. This is B-Real Radio. And folks, I just want to say this. We're going to give away a couple of pair of tickets to the red carpet premiere that's happening Thursday night. And I'm going to see if I can get more than a couple pair. Angelique's publicist, Ray, he's real tight with the VIP access. Angelique, you're going to have to twist Ray's arm so we can give away a couple more pair of tickets to the premiere, if you can. Well, folks, 917-889-3926. We're talking to Angelique Monet tonight, actress, executive producer of the new film Deceptive. Again, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We do have folks tuned in all over the world. We appreciate you tonight out in London, where it is 3:22. Again, 3:22 in the a.m. out in London. It's 10:22 in New York City. We'll be back.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, pain can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
I love you more than I love myself. had a lot to drink. When I wanted a blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And the pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Live. That was Loving You No More, Dirty Money featuring Drake. It is now 6:26 in Vancouver, Canada, and it is 10:26 over here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And you are tuned in. We have Angelique Monet with us. Angelique, I had a question for you. Do you enjoy being in front of the camera or behind the camera more?
I enjoy being a what's called a Renaissance woman. That's a woman who's bringing back the Sammy Davis Jr., the Frank Sinatra. So we have to just be able to do our craft and work on doing each one correct. So there's no one that I love doing more than the other.
Okay. Yeah. You say you study like Lena Horne as well. Had you thought about
yes.
a biopic? Because I saw pictures of you. I was wondering, had you thought of maybe doing like a biopic of Lena Horne?
You know, I was thinking about that recently, and you know, I'm very she actually recently passed, as I'm sure you know, and definitely she deserves to have someone do a piece on her. So I've actually been considering that.
Practice.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
There was something in your bio that referenced something that I wasn't clear on. Can you define what was it? And I can be ignorant sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Was it tranquilist?
A ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist. Oh, yeah, you know, the one that they put the dummy on
the
leg, had the hand
up,
talking.
You know what? I just wanted to make sure that I was, like, clear. I had no idea what a ventriloquist. Get out of here. Now, how long did you actually do that? You do comedy as well. You're definitely a Renaissance woman to the highest level. Get out of here.
Yes, actually that's what I did I did singing in the beginning for my pageant competitions. However, you know, in pageants a lot of people are singers. So I actually ended up doing ventriloquism as an art for my pageants and started making a difference with children because at the time I used Muppets and I still have them to bring self-esteem onto children. And, you know, it's an art form that's lost that I definitely really appreciate. And yes, I am a ventriloquist, and most people, when they see me, though, they would never imagine that I would be a ventriloquist.
No, and I'm one of those folks. Angelique, give people the Facebook address, give folks the Twitter. We're going to go to the lines and take a caller. But tell people how they can get in contact with you right now and drop the website of Deceptive. Deceptive is the new movie that hit film, the film that hits theaters this Friday, New York premiere, folks. You got to go check it out, Deceptive. What's the website address?
Okay. The website for Deceptive is deceptivethemovie.com.
And and how can we get in contact with you, Ms. Monet?
I am on Facebook, Angelique Monet, and that's A-N-G-E-L-I-Q-U-E-M-O-N-E-T.
We're going to go to Erica.
I just want everyone to know, you know, deceptive is actually something that needs to be supported, because a lot of times us independent artists really don't have an outlet. You know, it's like we go to the studio, we record, or we make the movies, and we don't have an outlet, or our movies get lost in distribution, and we don't hear about movies like Deceptive. So, or if anything, please support the movie so that we can continue to nurture independent art and separate ourselves from Hollywood, because we can do it even if we don't have a big name brand. But we have to have support from one another in order to make that happen.
And we can do it. I think, you know, this past election showed the world what we have the power to do. And I need everybody to go out and check Deceptive. Anybody that's in the New York area, anyone who's in an area where the film comes your way, you got to go out and check it out. Support a black project, but support just independent projects, period. It's not just a black thing. Area code 919, last four digits 4625. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
This is Clifton Davis, and I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh's in the building tonight. What's going on, Raleigh? You're on the line with Angelique Monet and the Angels.
Hey, how you doing, Angelique? It's a long-time friend.
Hey, Mr. Davis, how are you?
I'm good. You know, so I was going to call, give you a shout-out and saying big ups to you doing your movie and everything. So I know you feel excited to do that part of it. So from one actor to another, I just want to give you a blessing on that and keep doing your thing.
Thank you so much, and it's so nice to hear your voice.
Same here. One day you get me your movie, right?
Thanks for calling, Mr.
Davis. You feel me, movie.
Say again.
That's right. Sell yourself.
I said one day you're going to get me one of your movies, right?
Oh, of course. You're already in the second one.
That's what I'm talking about. I can't wait.
Look at that. The connect.
Hey, there's nothing shameless about that plug, brother. You know, big yourself up. As well as all of the independent actors, all of the independent filmmakers, you know, all over the country, all over the world. Regardless of where you are, this platform is really about promoting, you know, those folks who don't really get the kind of exposure that they're due. You know, we all have gifts, we all have talents, but the question is, what are you doing? Miss Angelique Monet is on the show tonight. She's an American-born, multi-talented artist, former Miss Black South Carolina, all right? She is CEO, is it Greta Joanne Entertainment?
Yes, Greta Joanne Entertainment.
Greta Joanne.
That's after my grandmother who passed away. I was raised by my grandparents and my mother. So that's what that means.
Much respect. Much respect to Grandma Greta, who ultimately is the foundation of a very unique film and television production company. AM Releasing? That's a theatrical company.
Yes.
Or is it AM or is it AM? I'm sorry.
A.M.
Yeah,
A is an apple, M is a Mary.
No problem. Thanks for that clarification. You want to share what A.M. Releasing actually does for anyone who's interested in, you know, any type of theatrical work, or maybe they could be a theatrical resource?
Yes. Well, A.M. Releasing is basically to provide an outlet because, you know, it's not just me. I have a lot of friends who have great pictures, but they have to take the bad deals to get a name brand or recognition. So what my goal is not just to be about my own product, but to also be a pioneer to help other independent artists that are really into their art have a platform and showcase of their work. So actually my second movie after this, actually coming up right after the release, is a Bollywood film. So we're not just open to urban movies. We're open to cultural films and multicultural experiences as well.
Well, I have a few ideas that I was actually sharing earlier that I definitely want to elaborate on with you because, you know, I actually own, you know, a video production studio here in Tampa, Florida. where I'm actually recording this show live tonight. And I think it's a whole lot of artists out here. It's definitely enough work to where everyone can kind of get in where they fit in and kind of build together. So the brother who just called in reference to work, you know, in you know, the next project, folks, there's a lot of things happening in the environment, and if you don't promote yourself, who's going to promote you? Don't be afraid to put yourself out there and do what even Angelique Monet is doing right now, okay? You know, she's making it happen herself. Again, multi-talented actress, executive producer, Angelique Monet hanging out with us tonight as we give props to our military as well for the work that they do. 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Let's take another call. Then we're going to get into another jam. Area code 347, last four digits 3926. Area code 347. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're on with Angelique Monet.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this is Ozzy Delimore. Yeah, I was just wondering. Yeah, I got a text.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Ozzy, how are you?
Good. How you doing, dear? I didn't even realize that you had a radio show going on.
Yes.
Oh,
the reason why I wanted...
Go ahead, Angelique. I'm sorry.
No, the reason why I wanted Mr. Delamore to call in is because this gentleman right here is actually how I got my start as a singer. I used to actually sing background for his reggae band, so I wanted him to say hi because you asked me questions, but I like to have the source also give a call. This is like my first musical performance with his great group.
Yeah, wow. I really appreciate that. That's a great
That's pretty cool. I'm sorry, did you say Mr. Archie?
No, his name is Ozzy Delamore. He's a reggae artist.
Are we on the air?
Well, I mean, I think
are we on the air? On the internet?
We are live, sir.
Great.
You're being heard all over the world right now.
All right, great. Just to reiterate what Angelique said, you know, she has been... You know, I started working with her a few years ago, and she was really a great asset to the group. And, I mean, I don't think it was really, you know, if I did not, she said that, you know, I was responsible for getting her started singing. But if it wasn't for me, I'm sure she would have been able to do it on her own. She's a great talent, and, you know, I'm really very proud of her achievements so far, especially the release of her new movie, premiering on Thursday, this coming Thursday in New York. You know, Deceptive. I mean, what a great job you did there, Angelique. Keep up the great work, you know.
Thank you so much.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So where does our band perform at, Mr. Delamore?
Pardon me?
I said, where does your band perform at?
Who am I speaking to now?
I apologize. My name is CeeLo. How you doing? I'm a co-host on the TM Hyman Radio Live show. And
yeah, Mr. Delamore, if you can actually stand by for me, folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. We have Angelique Monet on the show. 917-889-3926 is the number. Again, 917-889-3926. Also, a very special salute tonight to our troops, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine. We appreciate the work that you do. It is 10:38 coming up here in a few minutes. We have our finance segment coming live out of Delaware. Stand by. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Girl, only knew that you were trying.
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer with your reporter coming live out of Delaware with our finance segment tonight. It's Toya.
Good evening. Last night, we discussed the different types of identity theft that are out there right now. So this evening, I just wanted to give you a little information on financial identity theft. If you figure that, statistically speaking, 1 in 4 Americans have had to deal with identity theft personally or they know someone who has, it should make you want to keep an eye on your finances a little better. Most of the stories that people tell have some type of dealings with a financial institution, whether it's through banking or credit card, credit card companies or through actual credit unions. Just keep in mind there are several different ways that the actual financial identity theft can work. First off, you figure you have old accounts that you've actually opened yourself that are already existing, and when your wallet is stolen, then the existing accounts are often hit first. The thief will usually use the card either at a department store, online shopping, gas stations, and things of that sort. And they know as soon as you report the card missing, then they'll no longer work. And also, most importantly, the thieves also know if they use the card after it's reported stolen, they run a higher risk of getting caught. So usually those are the types of accounts that are hit first and hit the hardest because they're easily accessed. They have the card right there in their hand, and we all know that most of the time when you're out shopping, people normally don't ask you for your ID, and they usually don't really check the signature. So just keep that in mind. Banks have also had to deal with identity theft for a while now, and they usually have clear-cut guidelines on how to handle a hijacked account. Most of the time when it's just a few $100s, it's an inconvenience and a waste of time for the bank to actually try to keep you from obtaining those funds again. So it's usually not hard to get your money back. The only thing is that your money is usually tied up when your bank is investigating the problem. And it's usually not that long, especially if you're using a debit card that has like a Visa or MasterCard logo on it, because those debit cards, if used as credit cards, follow the same guidelines as far as theft protection are concerned as credit cards do. So just keep that in mind. That's why it's usually better to use your ATM debit card as a credit card opposed to as a debit card. Like I said, they usually follow the same guidelines for credit theft as a credit card company does, even though it's a financial institution like a bank or a credit union. Another thing you need to beware of is online banking. Not online banking, but credit card theft online. Customers usually, or thieves, I should say, not customers, thieves usually when they get a hold of your banking information or they get a hold of an existing account, they'll use an address that is not occupied, that's vacant, and they will spin, and have all of the merchandise delivered to that vacant home. So just keep that in mind. Always keep an eye on your account balances. As far as your checking and savings accounts are concerned, especially if they're linked to a debit or credit card, and make sure you keep an eye on your credit card statements. A lot of people don't pay attention to what's on their statement, and they don't realize that they've been hit until it's too late. And with most financial institutions, whether it's credit card or bank, you normally only have 30 to 60 days to report a discrepancy. So keep that in mind as well. Also, another form is an identity theft, opening a new account using your information. And a lot of times this is harder to detect because they don't normally have statements coming to your home. It's usually going to a dummy address. And the only time you'll find out about it is if you're declined due to some type of bad credit report or if you happen to pull your credit report. So just make sure you guard all of your information. And we talked about that a little bit or touched on that a little bit yesterday evening. Just make sure that you shred any documents that you're not using with a cross-cut shredder and make sure you don't leave any important information laying around that anyone. Another thing that identity thieves do is they open accounts. When they open accounts in your name, they use a dummy address. They may actually be using it to help to improve their lifestyle, but sometimes these identity thefts
actually make payments on cards that they've opened in your name, only so that they can keep the credit card open. So just keep that in mind. Always check your credit report for false addresses, because the creditor, the only way they'll be able to contact you is if they do a history search and try to get in contact with you through previous addresses based on your credit history. So keep that in mind. Make sure to check your credit report at least once a year through the annualcreditreport.com. You can even do it every 4 months by pulling a free credit report from each of the credit bureaus. Since there's three, you can do one every 4 months, and that can also spread it out over the year so nothing pops up a year later. You can actually catch it earlier in the year opposed to waiting to 12 months later. Another thing you can do to help if something was to happen as far as your credit being stolen or identity being stolen is most insurance companies offer a identity theft plan. It costs them, you know, a few dollars a month. But if something was to happen, we all know it takes a lot of money and effort and time to clean up your credit report and to clean up your identity being stolen. They will help you by covering the expenses up to sometimes $150,000, depending on what type of plan you take out. So just keep those things in mind as well.
I didn't want to cut you off. You paused and came back on me. I didn't know what was going on. Helpful Tips is always coming live out of Delaware tonight. One thing about the credit piece, folks, we can never hear enough information about credit. Many of us misuse our credit each and every day. So please don't just listen, but apply the information that comes to us live out of Delaware each and every night. Again, thank you, Toya, for that finance segment coming live out of Delaware. Folks, we have Angelique Monet. Got a pair of tickets to the premiere of Deceptive coming up this Friday, a pair of tickets. The first person to email me at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Tell me the law school that our commander-in-chief of our U.S. military graduated from, the law school that our commander-in-chief, President Obama, again, he is the commander-in-chief of our military. Much love to our military. What law school did President Barack Obama graduate from? The first person to hit us up with the correct answer gets a pair of tickets. It is the red carpet premiere. This is not the premiere on Friday of the actual movie, but this is the red carpet premiere on Thursday. A pair of tickets to the red carpet premiere on Thursday in New York City. I'm not flying you to New York City. You got to get there on your own, folks. But I got a pair of tickets to the new movie, Deceptive. We got Angelique Monet hanging out with us, and she's going to join us right after this. This is I'm Rolling. It's 10:52, TM Hyman Radio Live.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah.
Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty,
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty,
I'm rolling.
I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on this leather cause this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shaq. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be on that shit.
I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I put your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life is like a moving home. And it's starring me. L overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get the speaker blown. I'm rolling. 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 Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
WHAC, your boy, T.M. Hyman, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. That's my little dude out of VA. O.D., overdose, I'm rolling. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live in the midst of a special salute to our troops tonight, as well as our premiere spotlight on the new movie Deceptive with our special guest, Miss Angelique Monet. Angelique, how difficult has the road been to actually creating and actually getting this film featured? You know, how difficult has it been? I know, you know, you've had a couple of doors, you know, slammed in your face. You know, it hasn't been all peaches and cream, right?
Well, all things are possible if you believe. So you have that motto, then you can make it over the hump. But the movie only took 12 days to shoot, believe it or not. Okay?
Whoa.
And then there was a we shot the movie relatively quick. And it took years to finish because of post. I had DVD deals and then the economy, you know, crash. So basically I said, oh, okay, let me four-wall the movie. So usually, you know, with a four-wall, you can pay the theater to say, hey, put my movie up. But now they're monopolizing that. So, you know, that didn't stop me. So this year alone, I spent over 2,000 hours on getting the movie booked. And, you know, I'm really excited. And now this brought about my theatrical distribution company. So, but, you know, even as I'm talking on the phone, I'm texting, emailing, and it never stops with quote-unquote problems. But if you believe in yourself and realize that you are not just helping yourself but other people, then that's what keeps the drive for me. And it starts with Deceptive, but it will not end there.
Yeah, I asked the question, and I appreciate, you know, that comment. But I asked that question, that specific question that I asked, not to bring any, you know, shine to negativity, but to really motivate young women who are finding it difficult to break through that glass ceiling. I think it's easy to say believe in yourself, because
mm-hmm.
if you haven't had models that believed in themselves, you know, you really don't know how to do that. And so, you know, for young women who I think, you know, have a big future ahead of them, it's not just a man's game. You know, women are breaking in, and I think rightfully so, but it's women who are really working extra hard. You know, I mean, they're working more hours than other people. That it's sacrificing, you know, because it's not easy. So that's the only reason why I ask, really, to motivate young women who really aspire to do the same thing that you're doing, because I think what you're doing is great. I mean, you're an entrepreneur, you're a businesswoman, you're creative, and you said Renaissance woman. See, somebody at home, you know, really, I'm sure a few bodies at home, is like, what the hell is a Renaissance woman? What is that? It's like way over their heads.
Oh, okay. I understand that. I was raised by my grandparents, so I have a very old school and old philosophy of things. But a Renaissance woman basically takes it back in the day when people had to do more than one thing. And sometimes we've lost the art, or we've lost the nurturing our craft. We've lost that. So basically a Renaissance woman is a person who's willing to do what it takes in a positive way to make it happen. And I personally have overcome obstacles because I actually was in special education classes, and people don't understand it. They think I mean remedial. No, I really mean special education classes. And everyone in my family was quite smart, but I had a lot of learning disabilities. So it was being creative that actually got me out of my shell and made me realize what I really wanted to do. So what I would tell women is just to keep at it. And when people tell them no, they have to say yes. And, you know, but we all have self-esteem issues. We all want to work towards being our best, but we just have to keep pushing no matter what comes our way.
No doubt. No, that's awesome. I think that's an awesome testimony on your part because, again, you know, maybe that was the case, but I can tell you it takes – you know, it takes some serious smarts, it takes organization, it takes structure in order to do what it is that you're doing right now. I mean, as a entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, you're holding it down for yourself, and I think, you know, what's best of all, you're doing what it is that you outlined for yourself as a goal to do. You're accomplishing those goals. And to me, that's what leads to happiness. That's what leads to success. Folks, it is 11 o'clock on the East Coast right now. It's, wow, it's 8 o'clock on the West Coast. You have been in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live along with our special guest, Angelique Monet, actress, executive producer, entrepreneur. She has the new film, Deceptive. It's an independent film. You got to go out and support it, support her. Hit her up, Facebook, hit her up, Twitter. You did say Twitter, right? You on Twitter?
Deceptive movie.
Are you the movie's on Twitter. Okay, cool. Hit us up with the Facebook and the Twitter.
Angelique?
Yes, I'm here.
Hit us up with the Facebook again. And the Twitter. I want them to hear it from you.
Okay. The Facebook page is Deceptive and Angelique Monet Production. And the Twitter page is Deceptive Movie. And also we have a MySpace page. And then the website is DeceptiveTheMovie.com.
Deceptive.
And it is just like the name, Deceptive.
That's DecepTive. P-T-I-V-E, folks, DecepTive. One more time. So I'm not confusing anybody, but hit it up right now. Google the name, Deceptive, DecepTive, Deceptive. It's an independent film. We need all of your support. Folks, you got to support independent projects right now. I'm going to bring back, what was his name again? Was it Archie? What was his last name? I forgot his last name.
I'm sorry. Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. Archie, what was his last name?
Oh, Ozzy.
You still hanging out with us, sir? Are you still hanging out there with us, sir? All right, maybe he has disconnected. Folks, again, you are in tune to Team Hyman Radio Live. Monet, we appreciate you for hanging out. We're going to continue to promote the movie. We're going to give away the ticket. We don't have anyone just yet who's hit us up with the correct with the correct answer, folks. The question, I have a pair of tickets to the premiere Thursday night, New York City. It's a red carpet event for the movie Deceptive. What law school did Commander-in-Chief President Barack Obama graduate from? We're not going to give you the answer here. Hit us up. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. TMHymanRadioLive@gmail.com. We got a pair of tickets to the red carpet event in New York City to see the movie Deceptive. Angelique, we appreciate you tonight. Any closing comments?
I just want to thank you guys for a great time. You know, it's nice hanging out, but most importantly, I like your show because not only do you have great music, but you're teaching individuals about entrepreneurship and banking, and, you know, you're giving thanks to troops. So I just appreciate everything, and I hope that everyone understands that, you know, we're in a wave of independence, and we can't wait for other people to do things for us. We have to help ourselves, and once we do that, then others will come.
We absolutely have to help ourselves. Folks, support entrepreneurs. Support anybody that is really trying to do better. You know, any type of, you know, self-improvement, if you're trying to advance your quality of life, you know, big up to you. But the one thing that Angelique said, which is a spinoff, you know, from comments last night, folks, you know, it's about helping others. If you be a blessing, you know, again, come on. You know, give and it shall be added unto you. You know, that's the one thing I want to marinate with everybody. You know, stop trying to hoard everything for yourself. You know, help somebody. Be a blessing to somebody, and it shall be added unto you. Ms. Monet, we're going to continue to promote the film. Again, much success to you. God bless you. God bless your endeavors. Continue to tell your story. This is what I'll say to you. Continue to tell your story. Too many of us, as creative entrepreneurs, we don't tell our story, which really empowers and helps other people. There's something about, you know, telling our story that sometimes we want to keep to ourselves because, you know, the enemy tries to trick us and make us think that it's something embarrassing, or, you know, people are going to say this, people are going to say that. People are going to say things anyway, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to thank God for where you are. You know, as you bless others, tell your story and only for his glory, so that it may educate and inspire and motivate somebody else. You know, keep telling your story, and I'm telling you, you're going to go far. Keep telling young women to believe in themselves because, you know, I'm going to tell the young dudes to go for what they know and make it happen all the time. But you can do the same for young women, as these women do on the show here. So thank you very much for all that you're doing. You know, I think you're a good example for young ladies out there who are trying to break into this particular game because it's not easy. Angelique Monet, everybody, executive producer, actress, the new film Deceptive, international independent film that you need to go out and support. Again, hit us up with the correct answer. We're still waiting for. We've got a few responses, but they're not the correct answer. Our Commander-in-Chief, President Barack Obama, he graduated from what law school, folks? It's not Stanford. It's not Morehouse. Like, go prestigious. He's the Commander-in-Chief. Ms. Monet, thank you very much. You can continue to hang out with us if you like. We just didn't want to dominate the time tonight. But we're going to continue to – no, absolutely. You can continue to hang out. We have our entertainment and national news coming up here in a few minutes, folks, followed by our health and wellness segment coming later in the hour. It's 11:07. We're going
to thank you,
Tia.
Don't forget Wednesday we have the rest of the cast.
Wednesday, the rest of the cast. Who's that voice? They say that voice will come out of the closet.
This is the guy right here, the nice PR gentleman that's helping out with the movie.
Mr. Rafael
Blanco.
Monet, this voice just kind of falls out of the sky every now and then for the staff and for the people of the show. Folks, 2R's Entertainment, you know him. Ray Blanco making it happen. Ray, who do we have on the show? Go ahead, because I can't pronounce one dude's name to save my life, and I don't want to chop it up. So go ahead and talk about who we have
we have Jazz Anderson, we have Sheik Mahmood Bey, and we have Mia Pace. And today we have Angelique, so we have basically we'll have a whole experience of Deceptive for this week on the TM Hyman Live show. So tune in.
We appreciate it. We're promoting just come on, folks who are trying to make it happen. Actors, you know, producers, directors, artists. We're just trying to be that platform to help people to make it happen. We still don't have, okay, folks, you're making me angry because you're not even doing your research, okay? You're not even doing your research right now. President Obama did not graduate from Howard University.
That's P. Diddy, right?
That's P. Diddy.
P. Diddy is my baby
daddy. Barack Obama. Hey, Angelique, again, you can say to hang out if you want to. 917-889-3926. Ray, we appreciate you. Wednesday night, we have, again, the cast of Deceptive hanging out with us. We'll be right back with our national entertainment news, folks. Man, Deceptive hitting theaters this Friday. We got the red carpet event we're trying to give you tickets to, but y'all don't know where your damn president graduated from. Jump on it. Hit me. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Is that who you want to vote, really? I mean,
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Not really sure how we got to this point, but we're here now. It is what it is. That's what they say, right? But still, at the very least, I owe you this.
Girl, you held me down from the start. When I used to wear the flowers. So now that's all good. And can we stay true? Cause the whole world is coming down. Cause I got some money now. But they will never pay. We stay true.
Trying to figure what went wrong. My head is in a tailspin. Hey, your countless amount of time. Tried to apologize, still wasn't good enough for you. So clue me what to do. Gotta put this train back on track. Maybe a trip down memory lane will help set us back. Remember the room, damn shorty the room. Check in Friday, check out Sunday afternoon. At grandma's house, we was chilling. Ordered chicken wings with fried rice. That was the life. Never needed anything else long as we had each other. Spinning the weekends undercovers, a ghetto love. But then the paper came, so did the pain. Too much to yell, not enough to wane. And now your heart is cold as ice to everything I say. Hopefully this song will melt it away. I need
you
today. But now I'm listening to Vandross. Our house is not a home. I tell you to come back. Your face is stone. As you tell me no. Damn shorty, you're still coping. Hoping another dude didn't touch. The thought alone's a bit much. These stupid games I played. In the end, I lost your heart. Now I wish you here to start. It's time I play to win. Determined for that high score. The prize being you tell me that I'm forever yours. Whips ain't as hot. Jewels ain't as bright. Days like a battle with Mayweather in a prize fight.
almost out for the count, put down on one knee. With this ring telling you, you need to be with me. Of all the treasures in this entire world, never knew the value of a good girl. I know now,
her.
WHAC, that is, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your man T.M. Hyman. That was my man D.L. featuring Trey Songz. The name of that song was I Need You. And again, we dropped the film on October 15th, King of Paper Chasing, also out of New York City. Make sure y'all check out these independent films with these independent producers. And here's that independent CeeLo coming out of that independent North Carolina.
Yes, it's Madam CeeLo. Thank you very much. With your entertainment news for October 25th, 2010. I want to start off with some interesting news. I don't know if everyone is familiar with NPR News, but NPR News correspondent Juan Williams, he was fired after staying on Fox's O'Reilly Factor with our favorite Bill O'Reilly, that he gets nervous when he sees Muslims on the plane with him. So after he says that, of course, NPR fires him. But then on top of that, Michael Moore blasted him, you know, the 911 guy. He blasted him in a blog saying, you know, that now that you're making $2 million with your contract with Fox, now let him come on and talk about some in-depth discussions, you know, about the real terrorist motivations. But he really blasted him when he was like, you know, Williams had made a quote before, like a couple of years back, where he said racism is a lazy man's substitute for using good judgment. And common sense becomes racism when skin color becomes a formula for figuring out who is a danger to me. So that was like, it's like a slap in the face, really, like contradicting itself. But while we're conversing about Bill O'Reilly, let's talk. He also offended some of the ladies on The View, Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. He caused them to walk off the show because he made a statement.
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't
yeah,
Whoopi, like,
saying
walk
that the Muslims
killed
us on, you know, on 9/11. You know, but then he later apologized, and this is just in a loose quote, saying that he was just speaking of the extremist Muslims. Well, that's what, you know, Barbara Walters led him to say anyway. So then they came back on stage. But it all came from they were talking about the proposed Islamic Culture Center, you know, near Ground Zero that, you know, we had even spoken about. So I don't know, this whole – it's like you got to watch what you say, even though we still have that First Amendment, because – people are so easily offended now. But anyway, let's move on to music news. We got some producers, Drummer Boy and Brian Cox. They'll be judging a hip-hop contest on October 27th in Atlanta and then flying the winner to the Netherlands to be part of this show called the New School Rules. It's an international music conference. And the New York arm of the contest is actually held this past Friday. And, like, where over 100 contestants performed, and, like, in front of, like, BET representatives, and, like, you know, a nice amount of other artists. But anyway, the New School Rules is a three-day international music conference that's held in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. It's going to be in April 1st through the 3rd next year, 2011. And I'll keep you guys, you know, posted with that information, like, on tickets and stuff like that, because there's going to be workshops and classes and entertainment panels and stuff. So let's move on to my my favorite guy, and this is going to go to in L.A., where T.I. was his drug charges were dropped after, you know, remember he was arrested, like, at the beginning of the month? Well, yeah, his drug charges were dropped, but he did go back to a prison for 11 months, and he had to turn himself in next week to start his prison term. And but he, you know, his violation of probation is what got him, you know what I'm saying, the arrest, and then he failed the drug test, so that didn't help. But last but not least, let's talk about some new music that's coming out. Kanye West's album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, is due out in stores November 22nd. Now, a quick story about that. Walmart, some executives, they finally issued a statement denying Kanye's claims, you know, because he tweeted that that Walmart had banned his new album because the artwork was too racy. Well, Walmart, you know, their executives are saying that they didn't because they said they never saw the artwork, and they're looking forward to carrying his music. And, again, it comes out November 22nd. And speaking of new releases and also a blast in the past, Bushwick Bill, you remember him from the Ghetto Boys?
He is currently working
on, guess what?
Ew.
A new spiritual album called Road to Redemption, okay?
Spiritual
and this follow up his gospel album, My Testimony of Redemption, which has been released. And then he was actually released this past Monday after serving 5 months for like a marijuana possession or whatever. But so I want to see how this gospel album is going to sound. It's a new face of the Ghetto Boys. Yes, and that's your entertainment world news.
Wow. Not Bush Bill.
Yeah. Get it.
She bring it to us live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. That's CM
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
You own everything. Abundance. Implemented in my vocabulary. Coming at me, have proposals ready. No longer playing those games at the schoolyard with the kiddies. Move forward to bigger and better. Drop the beat out if you hear me. Clearly I get it. Now it's time for y'all to do the same. It used to get heated, cause in all the songs I scream my name. Me not just forget it. Understand, I'm here to remain. Finally, permanently embedded in your brain. Pressing rotation on your HDs and your MP3s. All your CDs and your radio dials, top three. Travel renowned, soft spot, still exists. The party's rock out now, feeling rich and tipsy. Because opulence, you own everything, and everything is yours. Yo, you can never get too much of a good thing. Longer on tour worldwide has a nice ring. Been on the downside of life for too long. Think that's slow, for others get deals that go wrong. I turned to cheat, able to live another day. Still I compete, this baby girl got a lot to say. I told you road I'm on, cause I get it all this way. Persuade the masses to see life another way. I can't continue to fight, this battle on my back. To my feet I rise, the pure opulence. Hence authentic, you're just a mirror image. Come again, that local stage, you just don't even get it. I'm Lady Gaga. You're better off falling back and puffing up on some bonza. Alleviate your pain when I hit you with that kicker. Worldwide, bring out the name, die you traitor. Hence all my haters. Because opulence, you own everything. And everything is yours.
I'm Radio Live, WHAC Blog Talk Radio Network, the baddest talk radio show is TM and the Angels, live out of Charlotte, live out of Delaware, live out of VA. We got the East Coast on lock, Tampa, Florida, 1122. No other show like it. We burn it up.
By far.
Burning it up.
Across the world.
Ladies, thanks for hanging out.
Hey, it's 9:23 in Winnipeg, Canada.
It's 8:22 out in San Francisco.
It's 3:23 in London.
And it's 11:23 up in Connecticut. Wherever you are in the world, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Toya, Dee Dee, CeeLo, I appreciate y'all for real. I really appreciate the fact that we bring a Substool program to the airwaves four nights a week, and we are real consistent. People really appreciate what we're doing. People respect what we're doing, and they're hitting us up, you know, using the platform. And folks, I just want to say this. This program has grown simply off of our consistency. We have not promoted the program. I've never to even send out an email blast yet to my friends outside of my phone. Folks have gotten text blasts from me. My Facebook friends have helped to promote this program. But, you know, we all are entrepreneurs or you know, workers of society trying to make it happen. And this is what we've committed to. I just want to say this is an amazing program. I listen to the podcast myself, and I learn something every time I listen to the podcast, something that I missed the first time off of our conversation. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it's October 25th. It's Monday. You know, you only have a few more minutes left in the hour, probably about a little less than 45, almost like 45 minutes left before it's a new day, a whole new set of mercy. You know, stay encouraged. You know, stay encouraged. Regardless of what you're going through, it's only a temporary situation. Folks, tonight's a very special salute to our troops, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. Hey, I wanted to share this with you all, though, and this is no BS. This is a straight business report off the latest Newswire. Did y'all know that the U.S. military beat out Disney as the happiest place to work in a recent survey? This is like no exaggeration. A new survey identified the happiest place to work found it was ranked amongst the U.S. military. Now check it out. Let me clarify.
Why?
The number one place to work in the world. No, excuse me, in the United States right now. This is based on just the United States. It's Google. Google is the number one, they say, most blissful place to work. And I could believe that. But check it out. The Air Force was ranked number 5 out of the top 10. The Armed National Guard was ranked number 7. The Marines was ranked number 8. The Navy was ranked number 9. And guess what? The Army was ranked number 11. So they just fell right out of the top 10. I am talking about one of the most happiest places to work. Are you serious?
I can tell you why. Because I'm telling you, the whole thing was like, well, I know when I was in the military, I can't speak for everyone, but everybody I was around. It's like when you went to work, you went to work. But as soon as you got off, you know, Aditi said, you know, when her husband came home, he was her husband. Well, when we took our uniforms off, it was like party time. I mean, because if you weren't out in the field, you're having a ball because there's nothing to do but drink and order food and go party. And then just make sure you show up Monday morning or answer your phone when they call you if you have an alert. And that was it.
Guaranteed paycheck.
Yeah, guaranteed paycheck, guaranteed party. Never a dull moment, ever. Anybody in the military that said they bored, I don't know. they must sleep in their bathroom. I don't know.
I could believe that as far as consistency and as far as revenue. Steady paycheck, I could see how that can make it amongst the happiest places to work because you never have to worry about a payroll issue with the government. You know,
no.
The check is going to always come at the same time every month.
You get
no
30
problems.
Days a year of vacation.
Don't hold your breath. That's not always true.
What?
Well, unless there's a tobacco with the paperwork or somebody has, you know, passed away, typically there's no problem with getting paid from the government. I think that's most people's testimony.
But it is known for government checks to bounce, and the government had to stop some of the payouts that they do make because they don't have enough money to cover them.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're not getting the paycheck, but their pay too, the military's pay too is affected by pay cuts as well, just like the civilian world. But there are some banks that have had government checks to bounce. Depends on which fund the money is coming out of. Don't just think because they're the government that they can cover it. They don't just
Well,
you
just said the
time.
Bank. So you just said the bank. Well, I mean, I don't really work for the government, nor do I get paid by the government. So I don't really have a vested interest. I'm just really sharing information, and if we can clarify, I'd like to clarify. But is it the bank that is bankrupt? Because I do know that across the country over the last 30 days, 127 banks have been closed. So is it the bank or is it the government that's bankrupt? Because I don't think the government is bankrupt. But I do believe there may be government funds that have funds that have evaporated. I can't believe that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I didn't say the government is bankrupt. It's just certain funds.
I think we did say the government, so that's why I want to clarify, because we said, you know, the government's bounce checks. That's what we said. So we got
to
be very, very clear.
You're not listening, and
yes,
I'm trying to be clear. Listen, certain
funds within the government, I've heard you. It wasn't the bank
that bounced the checks, because the bank can't bounce checks. It's the government's checks. When you take it to the bank, and they go to cashier, the bank will give you the money, but when the bank tries to collect the funds from the government, it's not available, it's not there. That particular fund is at zero. The government cannot cover the check.
Let me ask you this question, because I heard you the first time, just to be clear. So I need you to listen. So let me ask you this question. are you in fact saying that the government is bankrupt?
No, that's not what I said.
Okay, so
I was specific in my words. Certain government funds, certain funding that comes from the government, those are certain accounts. When you are, I guess I'm speaking about things that you don't know because I'm an accountant. And when you're handling government accounts.
No. I need you to understand that I'm not the only person that's understanding and receiving it the way that I've received it. Because guess what? I'm not the only person that's not an accountant who's listening to the show and that's on the show. I just want us
Absolutely.
To be clear. And even for the layman like myself and probably the few other laymen that's listening to what we're talking about, I want us to be clear. Nothing more, nothing less.
Okay, I thought the way you asked the question was a little specific to you. Sorry about that.
Well, I just have a question. Why would it be so hard to believe that the government would be bankrupt when we have a deficit that's trillions and trillions of dollars?
I don't think that's hard to believe at all. I just want us to be clear in what we're communicating. I don't think that's hard to believe at all. I mean, because really, as I'm looking at the numbers right here for the military, I am seeing how we could be bankrupt. I mean, the Iraq war alone has cost us billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Dollars, right, that we didn't have in the first place.
Billions of dollars. So I don't think that's a far cry at all. I just want us to be clear if that's what we're saying, because when we say that government bounces checks, guess what? Again, I don't work for the government, nor do I receive anything from the government, so I wouldn't know that. I find that shocking if people who are expecting Social Security checks on a weekly basis go to the bank to cash it and can't cash it. I've never heard anybody say that. I find that shocking if, in fact, that's what we're saying.
That's right. What I'm saying. I've worked for a bank, and that's exactly what I'm saying.
Right. I find that shocking. So I need clarification when I hear something like that, because I think that's frightening for like a person who is like 60, 70 years old expecting a Social Security check, and then you're telling me that they may go to the bank and they can't cash it. I find that to be like shocking.
And
you know
what else, though? You know, one thing that I didn't, and this is something that I actually learned this year, honestly, and I've had bank accounts since I was, like, maybe, like, 15 years old, right, like my own. And, like, I've always tried to have an account at a credit union, really not even understanding why. I just always heard good things about them, you know. But what I found this year was that if you have money in the credit union, if a credit union starts to go under, then that means that the whole – city, the state is doing horribly because the credit unions are owned, you know, pretty much by the people who have their money in these, you know, in these accounts and in these credit unions. And, you know, I didn't know that. No one had ever broke that down to me. And I just read it, you know, like in a business journal. I found it out in the business journal. It was something I did not know. So it was like almost saying the credit unions are safer to put your money in versus a national bank. I mean, like, Do either one of you find that true?
Yes, that's true. I worked in a credit union as well. That's true.
But, I mean, like, before those reasons that, I mean, I just want to, like, I guess, verify the information that I had found out myself. That,
well,
you know, the, that, yeah,
that the credit,
it's
like you said, like you said, you were right. The credit union, the money is placed into the bank. The credit union is basically the people. It's the people's bank. So if no one ever put their money into the credit union couldn't survive, as opposed to banks, which is a little bit different, who have federal funds, they get investment funds, funds from other places just besides your money. So if the banks are closing down and they're not getting in the money, then that means that's correct. That means that will give you some kind of financial or some kind of insight into what's going on with the state's money. But as far as your credit unions, they are definitely safer because they you get to vote where your money goes, what investments your money goes to. You have a board. You have more say-so, more participation in your credit union as far as what your money goes to and how your money is handled than you do in a bank.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Folks, this is a live, program, and we are just ill like that because we're passionate about what we do. And we're about to just take a turn because Miss Willingham just threw off on me live talking about because she's an accountant and she understands. Guess what?
Yes.
I want to take advantage of the fact that, for real, I mean, I feel like I need to bring back the finance segment, so that's what I'm going to do. We're going to just talk finance because that's the beauty of this team. I mean, the perspectives and the skills and the resource base is just like, whoa. We're talking about saluting our troops tonight. We've talked about the movie Deceptive. Go check it out Friday, New York premiere. I do have somebody who's won, but I really don't know who Nita 834 at AOL.com. I really don't know who you are. You didn't leave your name. You got the correct answer. So Nita at AOL just hit us up, TM Hyman Radio Live at Gmail. The correct answer is Harvard. I don't understand why y'all just didn't Google and understand that your president graduated from Harvard University, not Howard University, okay? Not Morehouse, Harvard. Give them respect where respect is due. Harvard Law School, President Barack Obama. Google it. Do some research, folks. Our commander-in-chief of the military. Special shouts out to, again, the Army, Navy, the Air Force, the Marines. After this, typically we would have our health and wellness segment, but tonight we're just going to go ahead and kind of just freestyle it. We do have questions in reference to what's happening right now in our economy, and if we can get some answers tonight, I think it'll be helpful not just for us who are not accountants, who might not understand it so detailed, but even for the laymen who have no clue as to what's happening in our economy right now. Did y'all hear what was just stated? The government has checks that they owe you, like Social Security checks and any other kind of like disability checks you might be able to get. What it really says is even your tax returns, some potentially government could be in such a shambles that your tax return. Can you imagine your tax return check bouncing? Can you actually imagine that? I really can't imagine it. I'm kind of baffled even by the thought. This is Joe. I don't want to be a player no more. Hey, we'll be back to keep this conversation going. It's 11:37. We're going to keep it going with our expert accountant, Miss Willingham, coming live out of Delaware tonight. Joe, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Don't want to be a player. Don't want to be a player. Don't want to be a player. Don't want to be a player.
Don't wanna be a player no more.
dropping girls off at the wee hours of the morning, getting beats from a lot of started. A true player never gets a chance to sleep. No, all I need is one who's real down. Someone who's really down.
If there's enough money in that fund in order to do, you know, the business that it was meant to do.
But we also were speaking about the difference between a bank and a credit union and saying how your at this point in time, your money is a little more safe in a credit union because you have more control over it. Credit unions are controlled by the people, per se, as opposed to a bank. That's where we were at in our conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Credit unions are ran by the members. So if you're a member of a credit union, you actually elect the board of the credit union. You have a say over what policies and procedures go into effect. So your actual membership, you have a little more say. You actually have a lot more say in what goes on in the actual institution opposed to going through a bank, which is governed. Usually government-backed, but it's also ran by people who have their own funds involved, not just, I don't want to say own funds, but people who, it's not a shared membership like a credit union, it's privately held, so.
Right. Right, but the funds are still, like, if something happens to the bank, they're still backed, though, correct?
Right. Yeah, by the bank and the credit union. Both of them are banked by two different agencies, but they're both still government-backed.
Right.
Only to a certain amount.
Yeah, only a certain amount. I mean, some of them is up to $250,000, some of them not. So, I mean, it depends on the institution and what you have in there.
Yeah.
And make sure you look up that information, read. I know all of us aren't walking around with over $150,000 in our bank account, maybe Terrence and CeeLo. And one
you
day
know,
I'll
we are
like
ballers.
But please do read that that little note that's posted up there when you go to the teller to let you know which agency is covering your money in case anything happens to the bank and how much they will cover. Because some, like Toya said, 200 up to 150. If you have more than that stated dollar amount in the bank and something was to happen, you're only going to get the stated amount. So if you had, say, the stated amount was 150, you had over $300,000 in the bank, say bye-bye to the other $150,000, you will not get that. It is not
absolutely.
Okay, so please make sure, pay attention to that information. It's very, very important.
You know what movie made me go get a credit union account? I'm so serious. I put this on everything. I know it's going to sound crazy. But y'all remember the movie, I don't know if y'all, was it Something That God Made or the... What was it? Yeah, I think it was Something God Made. Mos Def was in it?
Yes.
And remember the part where, I don't know if you remember the part where he went to go cash his check, and this was part of like the Great Depression or something. He went to go cash his check and they wouldn't let him in. And it was like the bank, they had crashed, you know, everything, the stock market had crashed. The banks didn't have any money to pay the people. And so I was just like, I'm so serious. That same week I went and opened my credit union account. Because I was like, I didn't want that to happen. That's a horrible feeling.
And but that's a true feeling. That's a real feeling.
You got something to do. It's just like somebody, you feel like somebody robbed you. Like they might have walked up and with a gun and said, give me your money.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How you feel?
Folks, please do your due diligence in anything that you do. Protect your assets. Protect anything that you own. Protect your savings account. You know about FDIC. You know, it's important to at least know the law. Know, you know, what's covered by the government, what's covered by banks. Again, 127 banks closed down this month alone, it's been reported. 127 banks. You know, that's pretty interesting. I thought
that's
we bailed the banks out. You know, regardless, folks, there's things happening within the economy. You've heard, you know, specific information from an accountant, someone who's actually doing it. I absolutely do not have $150,000 in the bank, but I'm smart about what I do. And, folks, it's about ownership. The one thing about anything that you do, you have to have some smarts about you, and you have to understand ownership. Ownership is key. I do own things. Folks, 917-889-3926, we appreciate the report coming out of Virginia tonight. Again, folks, this is real talk, and we are passionate about what we do and how you receive it and how you understand it. This is a salute to our troops tonight. The whole conversation has spun out of the money that the government not just pays out, but they owe. And again, can you imagine going to the bank to cash a government check and not being able to cash it? The people
you know what?
of California clearly do, and I had no idea that that they couldn't even meet their income tax fund. I can't even imagine going to cash a government check and it not clearing. I'm sorry, CeeLo, I'm just kind of blown by that whole idea.
Oh, you're fine. There's one thing. I want to know if we have any military people listening that are currently in the military, if they could call. Now, I don't really want to get in your business like that, but I want to know if the pay has increased, because I know when I was in the military, even at an E4, I was still at the national poverty level.
And
there were a lot of people that were in the military that were getting food stamps, okay, that didn't live on base. Because, I mean, yeah, you get money for separate rats. I mean, you get, like, separate rats, right, separate rations, and that's to pay for your
food. But, again, it's coming in as one of the happiest places to work. So, there's something good about the military right now.
How many times I ain't show up or won't I was asleep or some crazy crap? I had written up so much in the military. I don't even know how I made it. But
you can't find a job. Where else are you going to go?
Well, you know what, though? I'm talking about, like, there were so many felons in my basic training class.
Wow.
I'm talking about, like, when we went to the range, y'all don't understand, like, okay, I might not have been the girliest girl in the world, but I knew not to cock my rifle to the side when I went to go shoot. These dudes out there, I mean, got the, like, they...
We'll be right back, folks.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
stupid, and I don't think they like me. And I like that. I ain't carrying pinky rings. That's a quarterback. Somebody call that waterboard. Cause I just called it nice attack. Feel just like my nigga feel. Think they got his license back. Time to stunt, so won't you brush real nice and fetch your boys back. Lights on, camera, action, exclusive shit. On the main retraction. This a chain reaction. This squad is a enterprise. Come and buy some merchandise. Go tell all your peers to your ears so you hear me right. You wanna be a star rapper? Listen close to my advice. Sure that your business right and you can live a great life.
You need it, I need it, come get it, I mean it. I'm on my way, I'll meet you there. Baby girl, I'll see you when I get there.
Winding it down, 11:56, 3 minutes left in the show. Special salute to our troops tonight, along with the new movie Deceptive. Part two to this show on Wednesday, we have the cast of Deceptive, along with, again, part two to our salute to the troops. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines came in the top 10 most happiest places to work. Actually, I'm going to say top 11. The most happiest places to work. All four branches of the military, which is amazing. The Air Force, I think, is the most calm, probably deals with the most, you know, it's the safest job, in my opinion, the Air Force. We really appreciate the work that you do, folks. You know, God bless the 4,470 soldiers that's been killed in the war out in Iraq. Since its implementation, and that was as of September 29th. And, of course, it's almost a month later, so we know that there's been a few more casualties. About over 31,000, almost 32,000 seriously wounded. These folks are doing, you know, honor on behalf of the United States for yourself and for me. We salute the U.S. military and all that you do. Folks, we've got to educate ourselves on what's happening with our government, specifically our economy, anytime government's bouncing checks. Again, I find that real shocking and disturbing. Ladies, thanks for riding tonight. We're going to talk it out. Shout-outs and last-minute comments. It's on you all.
Well, I just want to say big up to everybody in the military, and I thank you and I appreciate you. My heart goes out to you. I come from a family of veterans. Literally everyone in my family was in the military except for me. I'm the first college graduate. So I am truly and thoroughly appreciative for everything they've done for you and me, for my daughter, and for those to come.
Let's talk it out. Let's talk it out.
Go ahead, Toya.
No, just a thank you to all of the troops. You know, you can't really show enough gratitude for what they do for us, just keeping us a free country. So, thank you again. And you can send care packages. I know CeeLo has some website information, I believe, but military care packages, you know, that's one way you can say thank you. You can log on to care4troops.com, and that's care, the number 4troops.com. You can also log on to sendcare.com to put together care packages to send to someone in the military.
About 30 seconds left in the show.
Okay, I want to give big ups to everyone that I serve with and everyone that's still serving. I got like four sites for everyone. We started with www.opgratitude.com. That's OPGRATITUDE.com. And also you could send packages through hickoryfarms.com/military. And actually all gifts are pork free and will be ship free. And then USO, www.uso.org. www.uso.org is also another spot where you can send care packages to our soldier. And
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk.